Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off. That's right. The balls, the blackout tips.
I was about to say the balls deep.
Yeah, I was about to say the balls deep. The Black Guy Who Tips, premium podcast for nerdery. I have, some nerds here. I have, of course, the, person that just recently came out the nerd closet, the host of Lip Smacking Good and co-host of the Blackout Tips, Karen. What's up?
How you doing? I'm still scared. I don't know now. You mess with me, I might go back in.
And of course, we also have my man 50 Grand, who I just was on a podcast of his last night about some very intriguing conversations about the game The Walking Dead. It's my man Chris from the Insanity Check podcast and movietrailerreviews.net.
What's up, people?
What it is, man?
What is good? What is good?
All right, man. First thing, we always start the show off the same way every time. So let's go around the room. What have you been watching? What have you been playing? Karen, I'll start with you.
I'm still playing my same damn game, Blue Dragon. I don't know when I'm going to get finished. I really, really love that game. And I know Roger be talking about, well, she don't never sit in here and watch, TV shows with me. Cause I'm playing my game. Just like he turns around and play Batman, I'm playing Blue Dragon. I fucked around, looked up there, and I had 185 hours. I said, God damn, I think I came out just in time. Cause that's a lot of hours.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame you. That happens to me a lot. Like, I think, a lot of people don't really understand how I game because I'm more likely to play a game for hours on end one at a time than jump around for 10 to 5 minutes or an hour or two here and there. Mm-hmm. And then also I have certain goals that I want to achieve in certain games.
Yes.
That, they only matter to me. So like maybe I'll just go, I'm going to play through Arkham City for the second time, or I'm going to only play the multiplayer of this game, or, you know, like some games, that people have like played a lot of hours of, like Mass Effect. I've never played a second of multiplayer because I don't care. Like I only wanted my single game experience and that was it. But then there's other games where like Call of Duty, I only play the multiplayer. I never play the story. So I completely can get in that same tunnel.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I will say, you missed out on the Mass Effect 3.
I
know you say you don't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care either because one of those things they added in. But I started playing it like after I beat the main game, and I was like, this is actually pretty fucking addictive. So.
Oh, I heard nothing but good things. Like, for the record, these aren't even like complaints. I don't have anything. I'm not one of those people that, like, because I think the dumbest complaint you can make is someone gives you something extra for free. and then you bitch about it. I hate the people that do that where it's like, why'd you even add multiplayer, man? Yeah. And you're like, well, it's excellent and it didn't cost you shit. Man, fuck that, man. I didn't get it for that. So I'm not that guy. I just really, Mass Effect for me is one of the greatest games of all time. And just like, real talk, man, I wasn't prepared to play more because I was emotional as shit after I died. I'm not even gonna front. I was just like I finished that game and looked at that shit like the closing the funeral casket.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember finishing it, sitting there looking at my screen for an extra like 30 minutes, and then I took my disc out of the cartridge, put the cartridge back on my shelf, and have not moved it since.
Yeah. Yeah, Mass Effect 3 was one of those games where, like, if you didn't take off the day after you beat the game for bereavement, you might could have been fucked up, yo.
Dude, I felt like the galaxy really, like, had a new chance at life because of me, but I was dead. I still need to go back and play because I played every other game, every other Mass Effect game, I played, like, 3 or 4 times each. That's the only game I've never, like, from the sec, I still like, I'm right now thinking about it. I'm still thinking about that little kid dying.
So aww. Did you ever, so since you only played it once, did you ever play with the extended version of the endings then?
No, I saw them on YouTube.
Okay.
Couldn't do it, man. Yeah. Like, I thought I was like, well, I can go back and watch. Nah, I was good with what I saw.
Aww.
And then people were like, they added more content. And I went and saw it. I was like, yeah, I'm still dead. Like, none of this shit. Y'all act like at the end of the content, I was gonna start glowing and come back from the dead. I'm dead, dog. I gave my life for the universe. The end.
Oh.
Anything, what else, Karen, you been playing or watching? Either one is fine.
Haven't really been watching, that much. Like I said, I have got into, this is not nerdery, but, I have, started watching Scandal. I'm way behind. So, oh, and I've been really, really, really loving The Legend of Korra.
Oh yeah, you finally got caught up?
Yeah, I didn't watch the one Friday night. I don't know if you watched
it. Yeah, I haven't watched the latest one. That was last night.
But, for those of you that's not up on that, that is a excellent, excellent American anime. To me, it's one of the best American, like, made animes ever, in my opinion. Like, the whole, Airbender, type of thing. And it's, it's one of those, series that they actually tell stories well. They do flashbacks well. They, put like this, anything that you see is not irrelevant, because a lot of times when you watch, especially anime, or not all, but you know, animes that try to milk a little bit, they show you.
They're like anime will have a complete season of filler for no reason. Like, but, it'll just end in the middle of a really pivotal storyline, like, and now Ichigo, I'm gonna kill your sister. And then the next one is like, we all dressed up for Halloween. Yeah. I hope I get candy. It's like, what the fuck just happened? So.
Yes, it's like, how did I go to this universe and people, I see people that should be dead and they're alive. You know, what the fuck is going on here? Why are we going to this? But not with this. They had things where they did flashbacks and shit like that. You was like, who the fuck is this? Oh, this is why this person is important.
Yeah. They had a really good flashback episode 2 weeks ago. It went back to the origins of the first Avatar and how the Avatars came to exist in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Really well done, man. I suggest people check it out if you're not into it. If you never watched, The Last Airbender, the first one, it should be streaming on Netflix, I think. Or at least it used to be, really good watch.
Yes.
Like, you'll breeze through it because it's really addictive and they know how to write powerful characters. You'll forget it's a cartoon, like, really quick.
Yes, you will. The personalities, and it's one of those things where it's almost like you want them to go into people's backgrounds. It's like, if they show somebody like Toph, who was like a earthbender, you'd be like, okay, why is she important? And she kind of comes out of nowhere in the series and you'd be like, oh shit, she's a badass, and this is why badass.
Not even just that. A better example, in the first series, Prince Zuko has a burn mark over his eye, and I don't think you find out why that happens for like till season 3 or some shit.
Yep. Like, you just be like, well, his face is fucked up. I wonder why. Wait a minute. You just, because it's so captivating that when they tell you, you're like, oh shit, this is why.
They answer questions after you forgot you wondered about it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Eventually you be like, well, his face is fucked up and they just not gonna explain it. Then you be like, oh shit, they explained it.
Right. So, that's cool. Chris, what about you? What'd you say?
I'm sorry. For some reason, my internet is acting weird. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. What makes that great to me is that a lot of shows these days, and a lot of people that watch shows, they won't wait for those answers. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, episode 1, well, why does he have the burn on his face? Oh, this show sucks, so they don't tell you. It's like, I like the fact that show, if that's what they're doing, and other shows do this too, will say, fuck that, our fans want to know, we're not going to answer. We're going to keep you guessing why, and we'll answer that question when we good goddamn feel like we're going to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know, that to me is a mark of a good show. I think we've kind of forgotten what makes a good show, that a good show will eventually answer the questions, not when you want them to, but when the questions are needed to be answered. And that sounds like a good show to me, to be able to do that, you know?
Right. It really is. Especially when it pertains to the storyline.
Yes. It's not no bullshit. And it's one of those things where me and Roderick literally sat down and we watched like the whole, especially the first one, the whole thing. And you like travel to all these different places, all these different worlds. You go through like the whole series and you actually see the main characters, see their flaws, see their interaction with others, see them make errors, see them make mistakes. And then you understand their motivations behind why they did things and other people's motivations. Because sometimes characters do things, you're like, well, why the fuck they did that? And then later on, they show you some shit, you be like, oh, that's why they did that shit in season 1. Okay, this makes sense now. And I do agree with you, Chris. It makes a difference in To me, I like when you're telling me a story, I want you to have the creative right to tell me the story however you choose to tell it to me. As long as it's good, I'm there.
Right. I mean, that's what's supposed to make a good show.
So, Chris, what about you, man? What you been watching? What you been playing?
All right. So what I've been watching, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. was on a break last week, but I did do the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast with you. I don't know if we're going to get into this later, but, Marvel did come out and say that apparently Thor the Dark World will have a tie-in to Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm. That article queued up.
So cool. So I didn't know if you saw that. I saw that. I was like, oh, well, they're going to do that too. So we talked about that. I've been watching Arrow, and like I said, now that I'm actually up on, the current season of Arrow and I'm getting them on through Amazon, like you said, man, best show on TV, man. That last episode.
Bruh.
Yo, dude, I think I watched it before you, and I was like, oh, wait until Rod watches this episode. And everything you were saying about that episode, you tweeted on the Rod Light Tweets account. Yeah. Was something I was saying, but I didn't want to tweet because I didn't want to spoil it for nobody. Son. Dude. When they switch weapons.
Dude, these niggas did everything but go back-to-back Batman Robin style. Dude. Black Canary, like, there's a moment in just, I don't know how much we can spoil and what we can't, cause I don't know who's up on it, but if you're not up on Arrow, it's your fault, man.
Right.
Like, I've told you so many times.
Yeah.
Turn the podcast off. Why do you listen to us? You don't respect anything we have to say. It is really that good, man.
Dude, like, there are three big reveals in the last episode. And I'm just like, dude, we haven't even gotten to the Barry Allen Flash episode yet. I mean, we still got, what, two more episodes for them to introduce him?
Yes.
I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can take it.
Dude, and the thing is, like, that the one of the things I love about this show, he's still not Arrow yet.
Yes.
He still does things where you're like, that's a rookie mistake. Oh, that's fucked up. That's not going to work. Like, he makes mistakes all the time. Like, Well, I follow, Blazing Bitch, Renee J. LaRie on Twitter, and she started watching Arrow, and she was like upset because, like, you know, she's used to like kind of heroes, quote unquote, and she's going through all the shit that he fucks up. And she's like, I don't like that this show doesn't do this. And why would he make this decision? Cause that's stupid. And isn't this going to fuck up this thing? And I was like, here's the thing. Here's why Arrow's brilliant. It's not brilliant because they make him, because they're oblivious to shit like that. It's brilliant because they wrote it that way on purpose and all those things come back up later and get, like, they either get addressed or the consequences for him doing that shit get brought up.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, that's what makes that shit so good is that that happens. And you're like, oh, so you're gonna address that. Like, when this, like, you know, it's not really a spoiler, but when this motherfucker keeps showing up at Laurel's, and I'm like, yo, dude, you gotta stop doing this. This bitch is not gonna trust you no more. And she calls the cops, brings the cops on him.
Dog. When them lights cut off, I was like, hold up. Like, the lights cut off, and then, like, that window he went in, like, it, like, closed behind him. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, this dude is trapped. And she told his ass to stop coming back. Like, I was literally typing into Twitter, yo, Laurel told his ass to stop showing up. And right when I hit, like, send, that shit was like, listen, you're surrounded by SWAT. Just give yourself up. I was like, oh, shit.
Right, right. I mean, it's just, the show is so good. So I've been watching that. And the only thing I have a problem with is because I went to the first season on Netflix. So I could watch him and get through them all, right?
Yes.
Now, man, I got to wait for this week in between. Son, it's the worst week ever, yo.
Welcome to my world last year. It hurts so bad when I watch them end it. Like, do you know how many times I watch the preview for the next week?
Right.
I rewind that shit like 18 times every week. I'm like, hold up. Well, who was that? Was that Michael J. White? Who was that?
Dude, to make it even better for myself, because I do it with Amazon, they don't show you the preview for next week. I don't even watch that shit.
Oh.
I don't even have that shit to tease myself what's going on next. So I'm just sitting there going like, because like what it is, the way Arrow ends sometimes on the season, they're just like, they will literally, it's like if you were watching a porno and you're jacking off and right before the money shot and that bitch is about to come, they cut off and be like, oh, sorry, we'll catch you next week. That's what Arrow fucking does, yo. Your dick is in your hand. You're going, yeah, I'm, what the fuck?
Dude. What? And the thing also about Arrow that's insane is like, they make me care about characters I did not give a fuck about before.
Son.
Like, I didn't give a fuck about no Brother Blood before that mayor candidate dude turned out to be him. If you would have said, Rod, Brother Blood is gonna be in the next Batman vs. Superman, I would have said, so? But yeah. You tell me that motherfucker's gonna be on Arrow, man, I was wiki in that nigga. I was looking at everything about that dude. I was like, hold up. So he's a cultist and, he's the eighth generation brother, bud. And, all the sons kill the fathers. I wouldn't found that shit, dude. Fuck that.
This shit is just, it is that good.
Dude.
What I've been playing is, two games actually, Batman Arkham Origins. So I'm going through that and, I actually love the story. I think, I talked to you about this. There's that glitch where the game freezes on the Xbox.
Yes, yeah. Is that only on Xbox? By the way, I have not done any research on this glitch. I know it because it happened to me, and I see people tweeting about it every once in a while, but I haven't looked up anything. That's only an Xbox glitch?
It's only an Xbox glitch. Here's the thing that I think people... I don't include you in this because you are more reasonable about this when it comes to glitches and bugs in games. What I've liked about what this game developer has done and what some other game developers have done, like even Rockstar when it comes to GTA Online, they at least keep you informed of what's going on. So they've been putting out posts about this. Yeah, it's a bug. It needs to be fixed. But they've been at least been pretty good about getting ahead of it and letting people know, we know it exists. We're working on it right now. As soon as we get something out there, it'll be an update. So an update is coming on that. Outside of that, though, I've been actually liking the story of the game. You know, I'm playing through it now today, and I'm really enjoying it. It's not, I wouldn't say it's as good as Arkham City, but I don't think anything was ever going to be as good as Arkham City. So there's that. So I've been playing that, and then I've been trying to get into Battlefield 4 again. I decided this year was going to be my Battlefield year instead of doing Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
How is it?
I mean, it's Battlefield. Okay. So it's like it's got a steep curve on it, and I haven't played a real first person shooter since Black Ops 2 came out last year. Because I sold Black Ops 2 early, sold it back early. So I haven't, and I don't count Borderlands 2 as a first person shooter, even though it is, but not in this time. So it's been taking me a while to get used to it. What I like about Battlefield 4 though is even if you're having trouble doing the traditional deathmatch stuff, you can do other things to score a lot of points doing other things and just being a support player. So it's fun in that aspect. I mean, the game looks beautiful. There's a lot of shit going on. It's very busy, but they've also made it so that they had different modes you can play in. So if you're like, listen, Battlefield was too big. I can't do all the vehicles and things like that. They actually have a team deathmatch mode, smaller maps. Like, I want to say it's like, 10 on 10 at most on some of these. You can get in there, play those. It's fun. It takes you a while to get that learning curve because it is more realistic than Call of Duty. So I mean, it's just one of those things. Like I just got sick and tired of Call of Duty. It's like if I'm gonna play a game that's a realistic military shooter like this, I'm gonna play Battlefield because I feel like I can do more with it. You know, Call of Duty after a while it gets kind of boring because you're doing the same thing over and over again. That's why I stole Black Ops 2 so early. I'm like, outside of just shooting people, that's really all you can do. In Battlefield, you can pretty much do anything you want. You know, you want to hop in a chopper. Go to the tallest building on the map, stand up there, and snipe from the top of the building at different spots, you can do that. You want to get in a plane and do nothing but dogfights, you can do that. I mean, it's just, there's more options for it, so I'm enjoying it, so.
Okay, I've been having a serious, Jones that I'm fighting, because out of force of habit, I've gotten almost all the Call of Duty games.
Right. Same
and
here.
I got that email from Amazon, like, last chance to reserve it. And I've just saved that email for like 3 days now. Like, should I click on it? Should I not? But I think I'm not alone in saying I don't think I'm going to get it, because when I tweeted out today, like, yo, who I was getting that Call of Duty, only 4 people responded and all of them said no. So maybe, this might be the first time that Call of Duty is about to see like a fail.
A decrease in, and I think it has to do with what y'all said. They almost got to the point where it's like Assassin's Creed. They just pumping the shit out and people are like, hey, You're not really doing anything spectacular. You're not really showing me anything mind blowing. You're just revamping and repackaging and giving me the same shit and call and charge me another $60 over again for a game that I already have.
Plus the what's the premium the season pass with the $80?
Right, that was
$80 season pass.
See, that was my issue with the last one. I felt like I wasted my money because I spent my $60 and then the season pass for this shit was like $60 to $80 more dollars, and they're gonna come out with another one in a year. Like that to me makes no fiscal sense that I should be spending $140 on a game that, you know, and you know, I know Brandon kind of went in on this on Twitter, but I feel like maybe Activision was right, man. The kind of gamer that does that doesn't buy any other games.
That's the truth. Yeah. That because gamers, your money is, you have a limit on, especially if you like work and you're not multi-rich. You have a limit and you have certain games you go like, most people say I'm gonna get this and this. Cause you know, you almost know in advance what games you're getting. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you like, do I really want to spend $140 or can I get 2 to 3 games for that price at full price? And it's like, it's not worth it. And I have a question. What is the season pass and what are you paying $80 for?
A season pass is for like, you know how on Kingdoms of Keflings?
Yes.
You had those 3 DLCs that you could get where it's like.
Yes.
Okay. Well, imagine if the Kingdom of Keflings, when it first came out, was like, hey, we're going to have 5 DLCs. And we're going to release them over the course of a year. You can either buy them one-on-one and it's going to cost $20 each. So that'll be $100. Or you can get a season pass right now, get them all when they come out, and it'll only cost you $80. That's basically what Call of Duty does now, is they go, here's your $60 game. Okay, if you want the new maps that come out, because it's most people play multiplayer on it.
Yes.
If you want the new maps, which is a huge deal, well, that you can either pay for them individually, which is going to cost you an arm and a leg, or you can get a season pass right now for like $60 to $80, and when it comes out, it'll automatically, you know, you can go get it for free. See, basically.
And this is my problem with that. Like, I wouldn't even compare it to Assassin's Creed. I actually compare it to, because Assassin's Creed does that, but mm-hmm. Assassin's Creed at least gives you a lot of bang for your buck. I mean, if you're gonna play Assassin's Creed and play all through everything, like, it's almost too much stuff to play through. Mm-hmm. With Call of Duty these days, it's more like Madden. You're literally buying a new game every year just to play the multiplayer, and you're going to pay $80 for new maps. Mm-hmm. That is it. You're not getting anything else new. Like, I bought Battlefield, but don't get me wrong. It's like, I bought Battlefield 4, but I can guarantee you, out of all the games I've bought so far, that'll be the game that goes back and that gets traded in before anything else.
Right.
Because it's not a lot of replay value after you get sick and tired of playing multiplayer. I mean, if you were a first-person shooter, multiplayer person, then yes, you got to get these games. It's like if you're, you know, play a sports game thing, you got to get Madden or 2K14 or whatever. But if you're not, if you're just, you just want to play a game and get your best bang out of your buck for it and get replay value and things like that outside of playing just the multiplayer, those games really aren't worth that much. I mean, sorry, I'm not going to, like, especially when you think about it with Mass Effect. Mass Effect gave you almost, like, they give you a lot of content, even when you buy their multiplayer was free, first of all. So their new multiplayer maps were free. The actual story DLC, you did have to pay for, but it's worth it. Borderlands gives you, like, a huge amount of content. And if you buy their season pass was, like, $30. So it's like, you get all this stuff, you get a whole bunch of new content. Then here comes Call of Duty, it's like, yeah, man, $50 to $80 for the season pass, and you get 4 maps every, like, 3-4 months.
Right.
Fuck you, man. I mean,
and just, they don't add anything to the story, because I think what's harder is when you add something to your single player story, which is why a lot of companies don't really do it a lot. But right. The ones that do it, like BioWare does it, they're doing it for BioShock now. I mean, not BioWare. Whoever does BioShock, they just did it. They did it for Mass Effect a couple times, actually. Shit, matter of fact, Mass Effect 2 had one of the best DLCs of all time.
Oh, the Lair of the Shadow Broker?
Yes.
Nigga, that was one of the best DLCs. Well, okay, that, and if you haven't played the Tiny Tina joint for Borderlands 2.
Oh, man, yeah. Now, see, I bought a season pass for Borderlands 2. But right, you know why too. That's good? Because Borderlands 2 season pass lasts for like 2 years, basically. And then they like actually add to the story, man. Like, you can't just give me a fucking like rearrange, like, now the windows are on the outside map and make me pay that fucking money, man. It's really frustrating. And then the other thing I noticed Call of Duty was doing with their maps this year, they were doing shit like, oh, here's a map from Call of Duty 2. Which, yeah, like,
which
I'm like,
you already have played.
Yeah, so you're giving me something I already had, and then charging me again?
Well, then the other thing too that they were doing as well, which is funny to me, is so they'll do things to give you a new map, and they're like, yeah, and see, now we have destructible environments, so if you hit this button here, you can flood the center of the map. And I'm like, that's the entire thing of Battlefield 4. Like, I'm playing Battlefield 4, and like, I'm hiding in a building. Niggas shot the brother building down.
Right.
So it's like, okay, see, if I'm going to pay this money for the $60 for this game, just off of that alone, I'm going to go with a game that gives me more shit in it.
Right.
And yes. Battlefield has more shit in it. So I'm going to go with that if I'm at least going to do that. I just like, come on, man. Like, they need to bring something new. And right now, they really haven't. Yeah. Not saying there's not a fun factor with it.
Right.
There is. There's a huge fun factor. But when you consider how much they're charging you for it, and that the story's not going to be as good, and then as some of the other games, and then the weak shit they deal with the maps when it comes to deploying maps and things like that with the season pass, I'm like, you should be charging me $30 for this game.
Right. And they're gonna. Yeah. The thing that's gonna be funny though is they've gotten so arrogant and cocky and full of themselves. It's gonna be real funny when they don't take that number one spot from Grand Theft Auto next month.
Yeah.
True.
Because they were like, oh, Grand Theft Auto got the number one most played spot. Don't worry. We're going to be right back for that. And they were talking so much shit in their press releases. It's going to be real funny if maybe my timeline is not a good indication, but, you know, I think I have some pretty hardcore gamers on my shit. And when everybody goes, yeah, I'm not getting it, or they don't respond at all, that's not a good sign.
Yeah. No. I can't do it. It's like, you know, the other thing too is, like, people have been complaining about Grand Theft Auto, but to me, Grand Theft Auto is still the future of gaming because of, you know, everybody's on the, I don't have anything else to do in Grand Theft Auto. You're not creative enough. Yeah, if you're that kind of person, then yeah, buying something like, you know, Call of Duty is for you because you're obviously not creative enough to figure out what else to do. But games that give you content that you can either play either cooperatively with your friends, like Borderlands 2 or GTA, or just single-player stuff, it's going to hold my attention more. Because sometimes I don't want to just sit there and play with a bunch of other assholes online.
Right.
True. That's
so what's going to happen when I need to do that? And I just feel like those games, to me, stay in my... Like I said, I still own all three Mass Effect games.
Yep.
Own them. Will not give... Like, the only thing I might do is when eventually I do switch to the Xbox One, if I can do it, I'll probably get those games digitally and then sell back the hard copies, but I'll still own those games because those games are that good. I'm not going to own... You know, nobody sits there and goes, yeah, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to pop in my Modern Warfare 2.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody says that shit. It's like, I want games that stay with me. I still own my copy of Arkham City, and I probably won't sell it anytime soon either.
Yep.
You know, it's just that's what you want from gaming. At least that's what I want from gaming,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I want something that I can play and enjoy and that has replay value. And one more thing for you, Starter. I'm just not looking. Roger, I seen Roger pull up to his Raptor, and I pulled up my Raptor, and I did not realize that for a Blue Dragon, I fuck around and went to the elite level. And it says, if I get 217 more hours, I will be the number one player on Raptor. I'm number two right now.
Damn. That's crazy.
Something. I was like, I looked at that. I was like, I gotta tell them. And I was like, oh shit.
That's insane. I play a ton of shit, and I don't think I'm two in anything. And I play some obscure Xbox shit. And I don't think I know I was one of the few people to downloaded that Jet Gun Radio and leveled up. So yeah, that's crazy. Number two player in the world and fucking. On Raptor and Blue Dragon. That's amazing.
I guess nobody else really plays that shit, but I love the hell out of that game.
So, all right. What I've been playing, what I've been watching, Walking Dead, nigga.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's back. And it's great.
Yes, it is.
Really enjoying it, man. Like, I was worried about this season on the low, man. I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, they had some issues with showrunners. The budget got out of hand last year, and, like, the showrunner they fired was like trashing the shit and saying AMC's not really like dedicated to the show.
What do you mean by showrunner?
The showrunner is like, you know, the person who runs the show, like, you know, producers, directors.
Oh, like I thought you meant like money or something like that. But like,
I think they switched halfway through last season, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or if they didn't switch, there was like a big deal because it was like second half of the season budget was way lower than the first half.
Okay.
And like there's, you know, people have mixed reviews on Walking Dead all the time, but for me personally, it's been a great show. I even like the season that people hate. I think it's season two.
I loved it.
On the farm. Mm-hmm. I even like that. And I think we could have benefited from watching season two back to back to back on Netflix. I think if people watch it that way, they'll be a lot more impressed.
You know what? I don't listen to people that say that the season was bad. Cause this is why. When people say that to me, I'm like, you're not watching this show for the reason why it's great.
Yes.
Like every now and then when people say things to me, I'm like, okay, we agree that the show's good, but we agree it's good for different reasons, and I don't agree with why you think it's good. Like, to me, that season was great because it made them feel safe.
Yes.
And they felt so safe, and they dropped their guard, and there were so many, and that season built up, and it's something that was, you wouldn't be where you're at now with the season 3 and 4 mm-hmm. if season 2 wasn't the build up and making them feel safe and everything that happened in that episode. You wouldn't have the same show.
Yeah, especially the climax of that season, the whole Rick-tatorship that basically season 3 is based off of.
Yep.
Right.
And then, the other thing about it was I like some of the slower episodes that aren't all about zombie killing. Cause to me, the humans are the more interesting part of that anyway. It's not the like, how many ways can you kill a zombie? I'm more interested in the shit like, one of my favorite episodes, I forget the title of it, but it's the one where they decide if the guy's gonna live or die.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they, you know, and like her, I think it was Herschel that, no, it may have been Dale. Dale may still be alive.
He gave
one of the best fucking speeches, and they still voted like, nah, killing this dude. Right.
Yeah, and when people tell me, man, yeah, we didn't even see any zombies, it's like,
I get angry when people say that.
It does, cause it's like when people sit there and complain about, The Dark Knight and was like, or The Dark Knight Rises, and was like, we didn't get enough time with Batman in his costume, cause it makes me like, so the rest of what we did get wasn't good enough for you? Like,
right.
it's like you're making it seem like they didn't give us that shit and they just sat around behind a campfire, did jack shit. There's shit going on here, people. There's actually story being developed.
Yes,
here.
The characters being developed.
Right. It's like it drives me crazy when I hear people say that kind of stuff, because it's like the show is bigger than just zombies. It's not as. It's like when remember when we used to tell you to try to. I've been trying to get people to watch Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they were just like, no, nah, man, I'm not gonna. I can't do that because it's sci-fi. It's kind of like I couldn't watch Star Trek. I was like, no, dude, you gotta watch the show. Just watch it. And when people watch it, they're like, oh, it's actually really good. I'm like, this is why I tell people don't watch a show because you think it's supposed to be this way. Right. Like, don't watch The Walking Dead if you think it's just because of zombies. No, no, no. The zombies are like just a prop in the background a lot of times. It's the actual characters and how the humans interact, the living interact with each other, which makes it great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that's what drove me crazy when people say that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah, and for me, one of my favorite episodes of The Walking Dead was when Rick, Michonne, and Carl actually went back to his hometown, and they found black cubs who had went insane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's one of my favorite episodes because that was some acting, because that nigga acted his ass off. I was like, yeah, nigga, I understand.
Yeah,
I wish they could.
Went crazy, and I was just like, fucking understand. It's like it's a heart-wrenching episode, yo. It's things like that, man, that people don't get, you know. It's just there's so much more going on, and I think it's one of those things that when we watch stuff, we tend to sometimes try to make it more simplistic than it really is.
Yes.
It's a very complex show.
Yes, it is.
You can't just break it down to zombies.
But I don't know. I haven't even got to talk to you guys or really ask you guys. That guy's name was Morgan. That was
Morgan. Yes.
I haven't got to ask you guys, but what do you guys think about this season so far?
Yo, I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's another one. I like the fact that one, Carol had that turn. I was seeing through the entire episode and I was like, And halfway through, I was like, yo, Carol did it, yo. She burned the motherfuckers, yo. Because she's quietly has become Shane.
Yes.
And I noticed it at first when she, when at first it was cute when she was teaching the kids how to defend themselves. Oh, that's cute. But then what got me was when she was telling that little girl at the fence who didn't kill her father, it's because you're weak. And I was like, hold up. Yo, Carol did this shit, yo. She's actually, like, is that kind of stuff when you see people turn and change?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, like, we joke about Rick all the time, but, like, Rick is under a lot of fucking stress. You gotta think about it. He's got a little baby. His wife died. His wife was cheating on his best friend. He's gotta take care of his son and his now his little daughter. And everybody in the group is looking to him to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I said this last night when we were doing the Playing Dead. The one position I don't want to ever be in the zombie apocalypse is leader.
That's the worst position to have.
Worst position to have. Cause there's too much stress on you. And I would never want to have that. You know, and I'm loving the way this thing is going down, because it goes back to the whole you're never safe. Because even when it's not the zombies, now it's you can get the flu, and now people are sick and dying from the flu, and they got to try to take care. This season is great.
Yeah,
I love this episode. This episode has so much going on. Because on the low, Michonne is looking for the governor, even though they kind of hint towards it.
Mm-hmm.
And because she keeps going out, and you know, there's something about her going out. So, okay, she's looking for this nigga. And then you got people getting sick. You got Herschel, like, fuck whatever y'all talking about. It's people dying in here. Because he gave a speech. I was like, you know what, dawg? You gonna die? But go ahead in there. It was one of them things where it's like, why even stop him?
Yeah.
And to me, I think that the characters that they bring it in, like Cuddy from The Wire, and it's one of those things.
Tyrese.
It's one of those things where you look at their characters, and I know a lot of people was like, they thought it was racial when, Rick and him were fighting. I didn't think it had anything to do with that. I think he was angry. He was like, God damn it. You the sheriff. Find out what the fuck going on.
Yeah, I didn't think it was racial either. Although I made a couple jokes about race, and some asshole kept hitting me on Twitter saying that the real problem with racism is people like me. I was like, it was a joke.
Wow.
I was like, it was a joke. It was like, the real racism is that you can't see past. I was like, okay, blocked.
Right. Man, I ain't got time for that shit. Yeah.
No, it ain't that important.
But, I will say, I love it too. And I just love that they're setting stuff up. Like Karen said, the governor storyline is definitely going to be something.
Yes.
With Michonne. The flu thing, I love that they're adding elements that weren't in the books.
That's true.
Like, that's one of those things where you just go, that's not in the books at all. Mm-hmm. It really just helps you, like, kind of, separate the two and realize there's so many different possibilities.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not even that it's not in the book either, but it's like, that's a real possibility. I mean, right. We never really addressed that. It's like, what if Nick, I mean, we get sick all the time here. You take some medicine, you good. You get sick when there's no medicine available.
At all.
Mm-hmm. It could just be the flu killing people. Who knows? So, yeah, I think that's cool. I really like some of the stuff they did with Rick. I like that we started this season with him kind of trying to go back into, like, chill mode again.
Mm-hmm.
Took his gun off. He wanted to be a farmer. Like, his whole thing is, like, I don't want to put that gun on. And I think Herschel hit the nail on the head when he kind of was like, yeah, you fell off the wagon.
Right.
Because Rick kind of is, on the low, a very violent person.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, I think it doesn't seem like it because he's always juxtaposed with these other people who are hyper, like even more violent. Like the fucking governor is way more violent. Shane was way more of a violent person. But if you think about it, Rick solves a lot of problems with his fist and gun.
Yes, sir.
So I can't wait for that shit to come up again.
Oh,
not like that, but he snaps.
Yeah. Yes.
He snaps frequently.
Yeah.
And so like when he snaps, Rick turns almost into Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the only thing between Rick and Shane at this point is Rick doesn't like the person he's becoming, and Shane embraced it.
Dude,
yeah.
Rick pointed a gun at Tyrese and his family and made them motherfuckers leave and go to the governor.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Like, he did that. And if you look at the context of that scene, nobody else could see Ghost Lori. So that just looks like a crazy white man pulled a gun out and kicked everybody out.
Right.
So yeah, I think people just kind of forget about scenes like that, but Rick is crazy than a motherfucker.
Yes, he is.
And I'm still waiting for Ghost Lord to come back at any moment and fuck up the whole show again. So I'm excited about this season, man. And I can't wait to see what happens. And I like the little nods they're doing, like when they found out that old girl wasn't pregnant and then they start celebrating. Like that was cool. Cause in any other show, it's like, I'm pregnant. Yes.
Everybody's excited.
Yeah. Here it was like, I'm not pregnant. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So we don't gotta be bothered with that. And I like the fact too, talking about Rick, I like the fact that, Rick tried to make Carl calm down. And he got to the point where Gangster Carl is back. He getting that hair on his balls. He put his cowboy cap on. He got his gun. And he was like, Herschel, you ain't going out there alone. I'm going to be here with you. And Carl, people better keep their eye on Carl, because Carl going to mess around and fuck some shit up.
Carl is the Rick Whisperer.
Yes.
And nobody is paying attention, because everybody was like, yo, man, Rick is pussy, man. He going to tell, because Carl told him like, hey, Carol's training the kids to use knives and protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, why did he tell Rick that? Rick's going to tell all the parents. And I was like, you forgetting. Carl knows how to push his father's buttons.
Yes.
And he navigated that conversation to basically where his dad was like, not only is it okay, but make sure you have your gun on you at all times.
Yes.
I was like, yo, Carl's a beast.
So good. That shit is so good.
He really is.
And then when Herschel was talking to Carl about it, first Carl was talking to him, I'm like, Carl, you need to calm down. You are still young, talking to the elder. But then Herschel had all the old man fuck it gene, which is like, I'm going out there one way or the other. So
you either coming with me or not, young man.
Right.
Yeah, man. Big fan of the show. Love what they're doing. Can't wait for next week. Must watch live viewing. And I've been playing Arkham Origins. Nothing more to say about that. I love it. I know it's getting mixed reviews. I'm not sure why it's getting mixed reviews. Honestly, it feels like another chance where nerds got too used to something being great, and now they want to act like they didn't just put 60 hours into the game again.
Yes.
Well, what bothers me about that is, like, the negative reviews are, well, it's nothing new. It's more of the same. It's not as good as Arkham City. Well, Arkham City was like one of the greatest games we had that year it came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not going to be that good. And if it's more of the same,
it's more greatness. That's like, I don't know what these motherfuckers have been doing for the last year, but I've been replaying Arkham City 3 or 4 times, wishing new stories would happen. Like, man, can they make some DLC and add some characters? This basically is the best DLC ever.
True.
You know, it's like, it takes you back in time before when shit was just Gotham, and it introduced you to the villains and the way they're telling the story. It's very, very interesting. I don't understand so much negativity. I too have gotten hit with the glitch bug. So it's not even like I have some type of reverence for the shit.
Yeah.
It's just, it's still a good game despite the glitch. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I know somebody's probably going to write us and be like, man, what about the glitch, motherfucker? It's still good to me. I don't know. Maybe it makes it unplayable for some of y'all, but I feel like a lot of y'all are lying and y'all are doing this to get attention when you be like, oh, this is unplayable. I'm not going to play this game. I feel like a lot of people say that shit and then they go play the game.
It's cool to bash things that everybody else thinks are fun and cool now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's the cool thing to do. And
yeah.
I'm just like, okay, you guys have fun doing that. I'm gonna just keep playing. Dude, you just been playing the story.
Yeah.
I got sucked into that fucking 101, challenge map shit.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
So basically what happens is you have to beat 100 villains, 100, thugs in a row in one of the challenge maps.
Oh shit!
And they go up and every now and then, like, they'll throw in villains with like shields, and they'll throw in like the martial artist villain, and sometimes it gets more. There'll be somewhere at one point I got 73 hit combo, and I still didn't get up to 100.
Shit!
I finally got to 100, and you basically have to upgrade your Batman all the way up to do it. And wow. I did that with Deathstroke too. And let me tell you, when you play a Slade. Nigga.
Yo, I played a little bit at Slade in a challenge map just to see what he's like. Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga, not, man, this,
that nigga just like shot somebody with his pole one time.
Wow. Right.
Like, I was hitting the batarang button, and all of a sudden I was like, am I shooting this nigga?
Right.
Like, it looks like bullets are going in this dude.
Yeah, he goes the fuck off. Like, I'm sorry. What I've liked with some games start doing, because I think I noticed this. I know a lot of games have done this, but I noticed it first in Far Cry 3. If your friends are playing and they beat your score, it'll let you know that they beat your score, and mm-hmm. their name will be sitting there. And it really is like that arcade mode in games,
yeah.
where you go to the arcade and you're playing, and you see somebody else motherfucker beating your high score. Dude, that's what took me. That's what took me off guard. It's like Jax had beaten the 101 mode, right? So he, you know, and I'm like, fuck it, man. He beat all my other scores. I'm gonna beat his score in this one. So I just kept playing, and I played for so long just to try to beat that motherfucker's score because I didn't want to see his name taunting me anymore in my own game.
It's the asshole alert. Right. I first noticed it when I was playing Need for Speed. I was playing Need for Speed, and I finished the map, and it was like, so-and-so is ranked above you, and they beat your time by 2 seconds. I was like, wait a minute, didn't I just play that level?
Right.
Like, why is he telling me this? I guess I'll play again real quick, and then, like, yeah, it was, I would log on, and then the first thing it would tell me is, like, you just got passed in this map, and this map.
Yeah. That's what Fable tells you. And I didn't realize, and it's kind of slick on Fable, because with Fable, it does it like on the prompt menus. Mm-hmm. When you're going in, it'd be like, yeah, such and such has the longest amount of such and such. You'd be like, shit, and that ain't me.
Yeah, they say it with excitement too. Like, they beat your time. That's not good.
That's not
I'm not excited about this shit at all. All right. And, I was trying to think, Arkham Origins. I think that's it. So, all right. And then, we got an email. 04 Soldier says, great show. I don't know if this is relevant or not, but I have a question for you, Rod. What is your pick for game of the year? Well, the year isn't over, but if I had to pick right now, I have to give it to Grand Theft Auto 5. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it really is an evolution of gaming. So, right. Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, Karen, I know you haven't played Mm-mm. a lot of new games this year, but it's been a banner year. For games, Tomb Raider was an excellent game, mm-hmm. This year that really got slept on, man. One of my favorite games. What would you say your game of the year is so far, Chris?
I'd say the same thing. Grand Theft Auto 5. I see a lot of people, and I've always been fighting against the complaints about Grand Theft Auto Online complaints. I was like, remember, that was basically a free DLC they gave us for an excellent single player game that I'm sorry. There's even after you beat the main story, there's still a ton of shit to do in it. Like there's a ton of shit to do in that game.
And you've never bought a Grand Theft Auto game for the online. So, right. And they've been game of the year before now. So let's not pretend like, oh, the online fucked up this being game of the year.
Right. And they're supposed to be adding more story DLC to it as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, nigga, I don't see how you can be, like, it revolutionized. You have three different characters, and when you're in a firefight with all three characters, you can switch between the three of them and get different vantage points. I mean, you plan out things. It's like, I fucking love it. Like, yeah. I'm keeping this game. Like, people are like, I'm selling it because I can't do anything. Okay.
Not to mention, the story and interactions are dope, and there's a ton of shit in this game. Like, I listened to Radio Radar's spoiler cast for Grand Theft Auto 5. Everyone should go check it out because there's so much shit in this game that I was like, you can do that?
Right.
Like, I didn't know you could visit your shrink in person up to 5 times.
Oh.
And at the 5th time, he hops in his car, tells you basically he's going to sell your story to Hollywood, and drives off. And you have a choice where you can, like, trace him down and kill him, or you can let him go.
Oh shit.
Wow.
Yeah, if you do 100% of everything, like find the UFOs and all that, yes, right, there's 3 different UFOs in this game. Yeah. If you find the UFOs in this game and all that shit, the last mission is you can go hunting, like as Trevor and find Bigfoot.
Oh.
Yeah. And when you shoot and kill Bigfoot, like Bigfoot starts talking to you and saying he's the last of his kind and all this shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just watching, remember when people were complaining about GTA Online and stuff like that. I was watching, Kevin posted a video of all the things people had done, like with stunt jumps and things like that. Nigga, some of these people are creative as fuck what mm-hmm. they were doing. Like, it was just, like, they would hit a jump and end up on the top of a skyscraper somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like one person jumped up and got on top of the stadium.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nigga.
Like we never even talked about Grand Theft Auto 5 on this show, really. But now that everybody's kind of beat it, like, what was your favorite mission, Chris?
My favorite mission, actually, I think, might have been the one where you break into the FBI, whatever. I can't remember the FIB. Oh, yeah.
FIB. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know how you guys did it, but I did the parachute from the top.
Oh, I think I did the fake fire alarm.
Okay, I parachuted from the top. Nigga, that is incredible.
Yes.
We parachuted in from the top, then rappelled down the side into the building and did it that way, and then get up. Yeah, man. I can't even say that's the favorite because there's so many other ones that are just exciting.
Let me tell you something about the fire version of that mission, by the way. Yeah, you might as well parachute in. Cause shit gets fucked up so fast.
Oh.
Like you do all this recon. You dress as a janitor. You like plant these bombs. You like come back later as a fireman. Nigga, you get to the top and get that data. All of a sudden it's like, yo, we gotta find our way back down. Motherfuckers figure out that y'all ain't firemen. You gotta kill FIB agents on the way out.
Wow.
One of y'all people dies in the fire and shit. Like, it gets so fucked up. And the way Grand Theft Auto does the fire in this level, man, like, it's not like other games where you can kind of see a path. You're doing a whole lot of like, yo, man, I'm just gonna jump this way. And I hope that I don't burn my fucking shit to death. So yeah, dude, Grand Theft Auto 5, just for the fact that Chris did the same mission as me, completely different experience.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing. People go, there's nothing else to do. Replay it. Like almost every heist had three or four different ways it could go down.
Mm-hmm.
Just do the heist a different way.
Right. Well, so, I, again, this goes back to, I think people want are spoiled. And what also, I also noticed this too, from a lot of people even people that follow me, and they might hate me when I say this, but at some point, you might need to just put the game down and walk away.
Right.
Because I think, like, we also get to this point where people are like, well, I've done everything. I got $3 million in the bank already, and I've done everything, and I'm level 50 already. I'm like, well, why don't you go play something else?
Right. There's tons of other games out.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand that. It's like, if I played a game for that long and got everything, I'd probably be bored with it too, but yeah, I just go and do other things. Like I said, when I realized that they're going to do another, they're doing another heist and it has bugs, I kind of was like, okay, cool. I got other things to do.
Right.
You know, I can go watch some movies. I can wait until these other games come out. I can wait until they get everything else fixed out, and I'll come back to online later and then go through some of the stuff then. It's like, mm-hmm. I didn't have to, like, people literally sat there and just did 5, 6, 8 hours a day playing this game.
Yeah.
Then they beat everything and they're like, well, I'm bored now. It's like you talked about, it was Tomb Raider. And you were like, nerds complain that the game is only 20 hours long. And you're like, yeah, it's only 20 hours if you just sit there and play straight through it. That's all you do.
Yeah.
Then of course it's short. Same thing with Arkham Origins. It's like, I get sidetracked. I'm just now starting to go back onto the main mission, mm-hmm. because I've become so sidetracked with other missions to do.
Yeah.
That I've been playing for this long and I haven't got, you guys have passed me in the story. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, do other things.
Yeah, I do other things all the time.
Yeah, that's what I do in Fable, because most of the Fables that come out, the storyline for Fable is always extremely short. And people really short. It's like, nigga, because they want you to go in the deep dark dungeon like I do and get the magic key and open up the doors. Like, that shit I be doing for like 15, 20, 30 hours and be like, oh shit, yeah, I do need to go back. And then you be like, you go to the people and they be like, hey, I need for you to do something for me. You look, you have like 20 requests to go dig a book, and out of a hole. You be like, shit, how am I gonna keep up with this? Did we lose Chris? Hello?
I think it might have froze for a second. Skype's been doing that. Yo, Chris, you there?
Oh.
Oh, we're here?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, just for the record, I haven't beaten Skyrim yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many missions left over. I had to put the game down and walk away because I just got so overwhelmed. I'm going to go back to it eventually. I just had to walk away. I still haven't beaten it yet.
See, that's the other thing, too, is I don't mind being, like, one of the reasons I have not had a single issue with Grand Theft Auto Online, because I haven't played it. Why have I not played it? Because I had other games that I wanted to play. Like, I can wait till it's worked out and come back. Like, when I get that patch, I'll be like, oh, cool. They released the patch. Boom, I'm on it. Like, it's fine, guys. Come on, we're in the golden age of gaming. All right, what else was I gonna say? Oh, these are items that I'm not gonna play, but we can talk about if you've seen them. Mm-hmm. The trailer for Days of Future Past is out for the X-Men movie.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they tried to make it real, real dramatic. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I didn't finish that guy's email, did I? I'm sorry. His game of the year would go to Last of Us. I don't have a PS4, so that's the only reason
But a lot of people say that's a very good game.
Yeah, I've been hearing that that's the game of the year, too. So.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5 would have gotten it, but the story arc of the black characters is in The Last of Us was just too good. It also had some black fatherhood moments in it, even though the two characters were brother, whom only had each other in a tried and true zombie post-apocalyptic world. So, okay. Yeah, I just haven't played it, bro. But thank you so much for sending in that email, man. We appreciate everybody gives us feedback. The Nerd Off, man. So yeah, the trailer for Days of Future Past is out, and all I can say is this Fox, man. Like, you just knew they were gonna fuck it up, man. Like, I knew, like, I'll play it for you, Karen, so you can hear the audio, but it's, like, when you hear the tone of this, it's like, y'all just don't get it, man. Like, they're trying so hard to make it, like, super duper dramatic and weighty and sad, like, it's like everybody watched The Dark Knight.
Take away from the action.
I don't know about taking away from the action, but you'll see here. I'll play it for you. Oh, wait, is the audio still not, I don't know, I might have turned the wrong one up. Oh, nah, that's right. Okay, all right, let me hit play. Let me see if this will work.
What's the last thing you remember?
Doesn't it already sound like The Hobbit or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we get ready to go on a long mission somewhere.
Right.
In the forest for hours and just walk.
It already sounds like, oh my god.
Do you want to be bored with me for a few hours?
We're gonna try to make this so epic.
Come over here and watch this.
What's the last thing you remember?
I had a glimpse into the... What you guys just heard slightly was a... And that was Karen's reaction to seeing Halle Berry's Storm again.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what you just heard audibly.
Past.
Iceman has a beard now, y'all. Character development.
Is it yeah. Mid ice though?
As Fox calls it, character development.
You're going to have to do for me what I once did for you.
Why is Anna Paquin still rogue? I'm sorry. Isn't she better than this now? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is she?
You know what? She's not. She isn't True Blood. Good point, Chris. Great point.
I'm just asking.
You'll need me as well. Side by side to end this war.
Man, the Bishop in this, their version of Bishop looks so terrible. Like, I never thought I'd say that because I wanted to see Bishop on screen a long time. And then as soon as Fox does it, I'm like, nah.
You know, funny thing, I think when Brandon saw it, he said, because when we went to NYCC, our Kev's friend Harry, I know him too, was there. And he was dressed as Bishop. Brandon was like, yo, Harry was a better looking Bishop than this dude was.
I believe it.
He was.
It's a lot of brothers with dreads. You don't have to try that hard to make Bishop. Dreads, and then you put that scar on his eye. These niggas gave him like purple eyes and shit. What is this?
Before it ever begins.
So, I wake up in my young body, and then what?
Find me, convince me of all of this. It's good to take the two of us.
And where do I find you?
A different path, a darker path.
By the way, the good news is that Wolverine is still in 97% of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, you know, they can't make an X-Men movie without Wolverine in 90% of the trailer.
I was a very different man. Lead me. Guide me. Be patient with me.
Patience is my strongest suit.
Say that again.
Sounds like you're trying to have Wolverine make love to him, you know?
Right.
Now be patient with me. Be gentle with me.
Don't put do it so rough.
Slowly and softly. And
caress me when you do it.
Take me in your manly, hairy Canadian arms. Can we get another shot of Wolverine slowly healing in a movie trailer? Can we do that again? Wolverine gets shot, and then we zoom in on him slowly healing.
Well, because people might not realize that he has a mutant healing factor. So
In case you missed the other 45 movies that came out separate from this.
Yeah, Wolverine can heal, y'all. Now you know, but with epic movie music.
Message.
I'm not playing the rest of this shit. But as you guys can see, the tone of this trailer is so, like, trying to be deep, man. It feels almost like those movies that are trying to win an Oscar. Like, they're just gonna be like, Tom Hanks has AIDS in Days of Future Past. It's fucking terrible.
I'm trying to take the route that you took when the first class came out, and I'm gonna say, I'm just gonna lower my expectations. Like, I'm not gonna shit on this movie anymore. I'm going to wait and see what they do, and I'm not going to have any expectations for it whatsoever. So if it's bad, I can just be like, well, it's Fox. If it's good, I can be like, oh, okay, well, they actually did pretty good this time. I'm going in with zero expectations, and that trailer did nothing to help, especially since it came out after the fucking Captain America trailer.
Mm-hmm. For the record, before we move to Cap, because I'm going to talk about that next.
Okay, I didn't know you guys already talked about it yet. Okay,
not yet. But before we talk about that, let me just say, for the record, you guys do not, unless you've been following Insanity Report podcast and this podcast for about 2 to 3 years at this point, you guys do not understand the insane amount of irony that Chris would be looking forward to this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And me not.
I'm not excited at all.
Wait, let's slow down there. I'm not looking forward to it at all either.
Okay.
I'm just saying I have no expectations whatsoever. I know we're going to get a screener for it. I know we're going to see it. So I'm just going to go in like when we went with the Wolverine. I tried to be excited for the Wolverine and got let down. So this time, nothing. I'm going into this movie like Idris Elba's character went into The Drift. I have no emotions. I have no I am an empty black void, okay? That is how I am going in.
That's how I went into X-Men First Class, for the record.
Right.
And that's exactly, and I walked out of there like, nigga, I was blown away.
Me too.
Now, this is what I was going to say. It's even more ironic. Chris does not like that movie.
Mm-mm.
He thinks it's still a bad movie. I love that movie. It's a good movie.
Yes, sir.
I think, like, as the person who loved that movie, argued with Chris, like, how good it is, and was like, oh, they just need to keep doing more of these. No, I'm out. Fuck y'all. There's no way this will be good, man.
Dude, you bringing back all the terrible cast that made the first one or two X-Men some bullshit.
And Bryan Singer.
Yes, especially when you bought Storm back. That motherfucking ass can't act in this. And I think that's why I smacked my lips and got angry. I was like, God damn it, that means we're going to see you.
This shit is the X-Men First Class to me is the Dwayne Wade game-winning shot. That's what that is. You won't see it often and you won't see it again, but everybody remembers the time that Dwayne Wade hit that game winning shot, dude.
Like, cause, like, the thing about this trailer with me, when, you know, we're gonna talk about the Captain trailer, the contrast to me is that this movie actually, like, the Cap trailer gives you, like, scenes almost.
Yes.
This doesn't give you scenes, it gives you glimpses.
Cause it's bad.
And it's like, and the reason why it does that is because they don't want you to see the bad shit. Like, notice, you don't get to see any Sentinels in this fucking shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is we know what they look like because they tweet out the image of it. So why is there no Sentinel in this goddamn trailer?
Yep.
Why? It's things like that that make me go, what's really going on here, guys? What are you doing? And like I said, I have a lot of questions too. I'm just trying not to be as negative as I was the first time because the reason why I think I'm so against Fox and I don't even hate First Class. I think there are some bad things about it. I think that if they have renamed it like a Professor X and Magneto movie, mm-hmm. perfect. Because there's still some scenes in that movie with those two just talking. The scene when they were talking over the chessboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best scene they had in an Fox X-Men movie, period. All right. Yeah. I like those aspects of that film. But it goes back to what you said before when we were talking about Wolverine, about how it seems like Fox seems to think that the things that make the comic books cool aren't cool.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I'm actually working on a post that I'm going to put on the site that was about the first problem is that when Marvel and even Sony and things like that, when they do their story, they're creating brand new stories and storylines. Even with Age of Ultron, Whedon already came out and said, oh, this has nothing to do with the Age of Ultron story arc that came out before. It's like, I actually came up with the name before that they did. And I just told them, hey, you guys want to use Age of Ultron for your storybook arc, you can go ahead and do that. But he's like, it's completely different. The reason why that matters is, if you notice with Fox, outside of First Class, a lot of their storylines have been trying to take from different story arcs and things like that, and they don't work. It's because a lot of the story arcs are bad. Mm-hmm. Like, with the exception of X3, which they just butchered parts of Whedon's storyline mm-hmm. from Astonishing X-Men, they're trying to take from a lot of these storylines that are just not good. I went back and read Days of Future Past. It is not a good read.
Right.
It's only two issues, and it is not something you can really turn into a movie. You know, I think a lot of people like Days of Future Past and get excited from that because you think of the possibilities with that storyline, but you forget when you read the actual storyline, they don't go into a lot of details about what actually happened, and they kind of yada yada the fact that they can send the consciousness back into time. Like, they don't really address how you're able to do that shit.
Yeah.
They just do it. So it's like, Fox is using a lot of these older storylines that are just not good instead of just coming up with their own creative team to come up with a good storyline.
Not to mention but the thing is, like, the Wolverine storyline in Japan is one of the best storylines in Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
These motherfuckers simply do not think that shit is cool. They were like, no, you know what would make this better? Cyborg Samurai. Right. Would make it better. That, and you're like, that actually, no one wants to see that.
That's the one storyline that's an older storyline that if they had actually followed it for the most part, panel to panel, it would have been a good movie. And they kind of did okay until they did the whole take away his powers and the last, you know, quarter of the movie where they decided to do the whole cyborg Silver Samurai. It's like, you guys had a good movie here and then you guys decided to throw it a fucking away because you're just like, fuck the source material.
Like, it's funny because people were like, most of the people I know that really, really hate the movie, they hate the Wolverine because of the love story shit. That didn't bother me at all because the love story shit is in the story originally.
Exactly.
The shit that bothered me was like, there's no point for Lady Venom, by the way. They call her Lady Venom now. Mm-mm. There's really no point for her to be in the story at all. She never was a mutant. Like, that shit really pissed me off when she had a, like, snake tongue and all this shit. And then no point for Silver Samurai to be not, the brother of Mariko and all that shit. No point for them to be a tech giant, instead of Yoshima clan being like, instead of, them just being the, Yakuza like they already were. Like, that shit made it less interesting for them to be a tech giant. And then the last thing was, they completely eviscerated the Shogun character. Shingen character. So.
Yeah.
This is like, what's the point of this shit, man? You guys don't give a fuck. So.
The funny thing about it is, and then I brought this up in my post when I did a post about, best, comic book movie villains. It's like, they actually spent more money to build that metal mecha of a fucking Silver Samurai than just getting a guy in a Silver Samurai armor.
Right.
Like, they spent more money. They spent more money than they need to make it worse.
And nobody was sitting around waiting for that. So,
I wasn't.
But let's talk about some good shit. Captain America trailer. That's how you make a movie trailer, dog.
Okay. I haven't seen that one either. Where the hell have I been?
I don't know, man. But you know where I go for my movie trailers? MovieTrailerReviews.net. They always have the movie trailers coming out, like, immediately. You can follow Chris on Twitter. And you can see a bunch of these movie trailers. So
thank you for the plug, sir. I actually didn't know, because I know how you feel about trailers. And I'm trying to get to that motion, too, where I don't put as many of the TV spots and trails up there. But I try to get at least one or two of the trailers up. And nigga, this when this trailer dropped and I saw this shit, nigga.
Yeah, I'll play some for you, Karen. Okay, and you can watch the rest after the show.
No problem. And I think for me, because when you watch a lot of TV like we do, a lot of times I have to turn my head, so I'm kind of almost keeping myself away from some. Like, I don't mind this, because these are like the first ones. But after them first set, I quit watching, because as it gets closer, you show me more and more shit, and you ruin it for me.
All right, here you go, Karen.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys in my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy. Is he wearing a parachute?
Hey, man. First of all, Black Widow's in this.
Yes.
Which is awesome, because I've been saying for a while, because there were rumors that they were getting Black Widow and Hawkeye were getting their own movies, and I was like, they don't need their own movies. Mm-hmm. Just throw them in the other movies. They're good enough as that. And that's what people are coming for. Don't fuck them, set them up to fail, and then people don't go see these movies. Y'all gonna be like, what happened? Second of all, Chris Evans is Captain America now.
Yes, he is.
Nigga.
He embraced that character.
Thank you, Joss Whedon. Thank you so much for teaching this man how to be Captain America. And you have to give him credit, because I know is luckily Kevin's not on the show today, but Captain America is not a good movie, man. I don't like it. And Chris Evans really needed more direction, but he was trying hard, which I'll give him credit for 100%. Like, it wasn't like he half-assed it. He just didn't really seem to understand the character. Mm-hmm. But after Joss Whedon gave him that, like, that swagger in that, Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he hit, that's him. He Captain America now. If I see him walking down the street, I'm gonna go, oh my God, it's Captain America. Steve Rogers, what are you doing here?
Right.
Are we in danger? That's what I'm gonna say. Cause
do I need to run?
Like, I expect this nigga to have like a shield on him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just the way he walked out of that plane, I was just like, yo, he's Captain America now.
And I love the, was he wearing a parachute? No.
Right. Which, if you know, read the comics and all that shit, that's a big thing for him.
Right.
Like, that he jumps out of planes without parachutes. I have always been like, that's the craziest goddamn thing about Captain America, period, is this nigga will jump out of plane without a parachute. I'll play a little bit more for you, Karen.
No. No, he wasn't.
He joined SHIELD to protect people.
Captain. To build a better world
sometimes means tearing the old one down.
Robert Redford in here. Enemies.
Oh, some acting.
Ready? That's right, Nick Fury back. Anthony Mackie.
The world to see you as you really are. You look out the window. You know how the game works. Disorder, war. All it takes is one step.
If you couldn't tell, laying on that hospital bed, that was Nick Fury, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt somehow.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Thought the punishment usually came after the crime.
SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
Yeah, there's like six more of those SHIELD helicarriers now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can already tell there's going to be some undertones about surveillance and all of that shit. I'm closing it now, Karen. We can watch it after the show.
No problem.
Spend the whole 2 minutes. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's how you do a trailer, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Show me, like, conversations.
You weren't trying to cheer jerk me to death.
Yeah. You don't need to play, like, some really sappy horns. You can actually just show the acting. And if it's good, we'll tell. Mm-hmm. You know.
Like, son, like the trailer is, like, I thought it was going to be good, but like the scene that gets me though, and I remember when they played this at San Diego, I remember reading the descriptions of it, but with the elevator scene,
mm-hmm.
when he was like, just before we get started, does anybody want to get off?
Dude.
Nigga.
Dog. Captain America, dog. He back. I'm so happy right now because I feel like I gained a franchise by Captain America being, you know, a good, like,
yeah.
Now when these movies come out, these are movies I'm not seeing because I have to in order to keep up with Avengers. I'm seeing because I want to.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm excited about that new Thor.
Another trailer where I'm
which was excellent.
Yeah. And you know, I'm starting to think like part of it is, you know, it's hard to tell an origin story.
Yes, it is.
And then the other part, especially some of these more, weirder origin stories. And then the other part of this is, I think Josh got them dudes motivated and he got these directors to understand what they need to do.
Yes.
To get these characters fully fleshed out and to add them back into the Avengers, like, too.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that they're actually playing, like, I always see people getting complaining and rushing things like, well, we're getting another Captain America movie, but we haven't had Black Panther yet. Like, Marvel has planned their movies out to at least like 2017, 2020 or something like that. Something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They have a plan in place and I need people to just sit back and just watch. Now that we have Avengers out of the way, the Captain America movie that happened before Thor, I didn't hate them. I enjoyed them for what they were, but I recognize that they were a lot of ties to Avengers. Now you basically have characters that are, they tie to each other, but they're on their own. Like, I see Thor on Monday. I get the early screener, and I have high hopes for it because,
me too.
You know, a lot of people are saying it's more action-oriented, it's more about just Thor. And I'm like, that's cool. That's what we want. We want to be more about these individual characters. Like, this Captain America trailer has me excited, not because it's the Winter Soldier and things like that, but rather because it's showing you more about S.H.I.E.L.D. and what's going on with S.H.I.E.L.D. and that, you know, Cap's eternal struggle with S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. and... You know, trying to be
What government means in 2013? Yeah. What surveillance means? What
right.
fear? What? You know, like that kind of stuff is what has always been at the core of Captain America. Because I think most people just see the flag and the shield and they just go, "Oh, okay, Captain America." But people that like kind of got into his folklore, a lot of his shit has been like, "What is Americans?" What is American freedom for real?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm into it. Let's do these quick hits for these articles. I don't think any of these articles are that deep, so they probably won't take long, but here we go. Xbox One supports audio CD playback and DLNA streaming. Now, I know what you're saying. Why is that news? It did last time too. Why? So the 360 does it.
What kind
the
of
PS3 does it. Why do they need to have an article to say that an Xbox One will let you put an audio CD in your Xbox and play it?
Okay.
And it'll also let you stream media from your computer. That's what DLNA streaming means.
I was about to ask you, what that mean?
Okay. Well, it's how I watch the majority of my pornography, Karen.
Okay, I didn't know that was the initials for it.
I also can stream, like, I'll stream music in the background of my video games instead of, like, the video game soundtrack. Sometimes I just listen to an album.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this is news is because the next article, Sony's PlayStation 4 can't stream movies from a home PC.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, they want to make it so you can only go to their PlayStation Network store.
And pay for it?
Yeah, you got to pay for it.
For shit you already got?
But they get Netflix for free, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
They get Netflix for free. So.
And you see, now we're paying for PlayStation Network because it's going to be better than Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
But that I now have to pay for the anything that I already own. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people will, but I think that's silly. I got the shit. I'm not going to go to your network and pay for it again.
Can we just say that, I know when these consoles come out, they're going to be a big talk about who wins, who loses. I pretty much have already decided I'm getting an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yes,
not when they first come out, but just on the commercials alone. Like, the commercials, they're killing it. Like, PlayStation's just like, we play games! And you're like, okay, cool, you guys play games. Xbox comes out like, yeah, we play games, but hey, you ever want to, like, watch TV and then call your friend up on Skype while you're doing that? We can do that shit. And I'm like...
It's the... Man.
You know what? It's... Chris,
it's the future.
Yeah, and Chris, I'm going to tell you right now. For me, when I see the Xbox One, it's like a crack dealer. And he's like, my crack is cool. My crack. I got the coolest crack. Because every time I see one, I look at Roger like, nigga, I guess we waited a year. They show me one of these goddamn commercials again. What else can it do?
Yeah, I'll be struggling too, man. Yes! Like, this shit has tested my resolve. And yes, every week there's a new article like,
yes,
Walmart's still accepting pre-orders. Best Buy just opened up more pre-orders. I'm like, I could get one. I mean, I have the money. I mean, why not? But I mean, you gotta treat yourself. Well, I'm still playing all these Xbox 360 games, and I know there's gonna be glitches and stuff, and I don't want to be in the first beta testers, but I kind of do need to be able to talk to my TV.
Yes, I do want to get on Skype at the same time.
Yeah. But, yeah, you can't play your own shit that you own on your computer anymore, guys.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So this is another reason that, I guess it's kind of good Microsoft is doing it, because you probably have PCs in your house. And if not, you probably at least have computers and laptops. And Microsoft does stuff in mind with cooperating with other things in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can go on the Xbox and I can basically link to everything on the network.
Yep. So I'm sure we'll get a couple emails about how we're fanboys for wanting to be able to still do what we can do right now. Guess that makes me a fanboy for being like, bare minimum, my
it
next console.
It plays games, Rod. It plays games. That's what I'm paying $1,000 for, is to play games. You do realize that it'll be able to play like Call of Duty at 1080p, and the Xbox One only does 720, so there's that.
Oh yeah, I was gonna cover that actually.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
But no, it's fine. Just before we move on to that one, I would like to say that in other news, PlayStation 4 won't support external hard drives. So.
Oh. So, so a hard drive that you already purchased, you won't be able just to connect it. You have to go buy another one.
Mm-hmm. Like, one of the, not best kept secrets, but one of the things that people don't talk about much with the Xbox 360, they have a huge, workaround. Cause people are like, oh man, I don't want to have to buy a bigger hard drive. But you can just hook up an external hard drive to your Xbox with a USB port. Like, mm-hmm. It's really not that complex. So, You can move the data over there if you want.
Yeah, you can buy one of the 32 gigs or even bigger, just a flash drive, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in there. It'll format it for you, and then you can use that as storage and move all your stuff onto that.
Yeah.
You can do that. And now with the Xbox One, you can just hook up your external hard drive up there. And I saw somebody go, why would you need more space? And Sterling did a pretty good job breaking that down. It's like, listen, if I buy these games digitally, which you're going to start buying games digitally.
Yes, you are.
If you start doing that, you're running out of space now. Like, you don't even need to finish a sentence. It's like, mm-hmm. you need the external hard drive. You're going to need that space.
I have a 250 gigabyte hard drive. I don't even buy all my games digital. I only have 25 gigs left.
Same here.
So, yeah. You might want to hook up an external hard drive to it. Not to mention, games might get bigger in the next generation.
Yeah.
The data on games. Once you start getting to the point where you're not limited by a disc, who knows? Like, imagine downloading all of, imagine if you could download the entire Grand Theft Auto online. Like, you're going to need a lot of space for that.
Yes. Like,
remember DLC. We talked about DLC earlier, but yep. those story DLCs that we like so much, at least, like, I think Lair of the Shadow Broker was 2 gigs.
It was.
Yeah.
So
it's worth all 2 gigs, but I'm just saying, it was 2 gigs.
Mm-hmm. So, but hey, don't worry. You don't have to worry about that PlayStation 4, guys. Just, I guess, buy another PlayStation or delete game. I don't know how you get around it, but okay.
No, see, that's the thing. That people don't want to switch. They don't mind switching discs. So they're just going to have the disc anyway.
I'm lazy.
So they won't need it. So you just get up and switch your disc every time you want to change to a different game. So you don't worry about having the space.
No buying games from the arcade store. You just go to the store, get a disc.
Why would you want digital games?
Yeah, that's terrible. Nobody likes those.
I do.
Castle Crashers, Kingdom of Kevlins.
Call
of Duty Ghost is native 1080p on the PS4, 720p on the Xbox One. This has been a big thing that's come up this week. PlayStation 4 has the capability of, I guess, running 1080p or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Xbox One will have like a upscale. They'll have 1080p, but it'll be upscaled from 720p. Mm-hmm. So, me personally, I told people, I'm gonna wait to see it on the screen, and if I can see a huge difference, maybe that sways me. But it's looking like upscale from 720p probably won't be that huge a deal. I didn't even know that this generation of consoles, even with the capabilities of being 1080p, most of the games actually run below 720.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, because I didn't care, because it either looks good or it doesn't.
To me, yeah, I don't care what P you come in.
But I will say this, man. If there's a noticeable difference in the graphics of the PlayStation 4 over the Xbox One, congratulations, dog. Like, good for y'all. We'll see if it translates to sales.
Well, because, like, the PS3 looks better than the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the thing that people keep bringing that one thing up about Sony. And again, I hate to shit on Sony the entire time, but to me, this is playing out kind of the same way the last generation did. It's like, yeah, you have better hardware, but what are you doing with it? It's like, what is your software capabilities like? What are you going to be able to do with that hardware? If you're not able to do anything other than show me better looking games, that'll get some guys and some people's money. It's not going to get mine.
Right.
It's not going to get my money. I want to be able to get the best bang for my buck. I'm going to spend $500 to $600 on a game console.
Yeah.
Then they better be able to do a lot of shit.
Yeah. And I saw my homie Aaron Rand Freeman say it on Facebook, like, why do people keep acting like you have to have a choice between the two? It's going to be a 10-year life cycle. A lot of people going to end up owning both consoles. Aren't we all adults? To which I say, Aaron is my homie, but no.
No, I'm not buying.
I'm actually going to probably just buy one console.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I think the people that complain about the most.
Oh, they will buy two.
Yeah, the people that are making the most noise are the people that will actually have both consoles. So I'm just like, you guys don't count. Your vote doesn't count.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can't shit on the three. You can't sit on the Xbox One, but you're gonna. But I'm gonna buy it anyway. Then nigga, why are you talking?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I probably just won't get one the first year, but I have a PlayStation 4 day one. Well, that's still getting them both, right?
Right.
I mean, if it really was a quote unquote winner, you wouldn't want to get both. But for my purposes, yeah, I'm not getting both.
No.
I'll happily miss out on a couple games.
Yeah.
Like, even people saying Lost of Us is one of the best games of all time, I still don't have the urge to go get a PS3.
Right.
And I can afford it. I just don't give a fuck.
And can I just be honest here? None of the launch titles have really, other than Titanfall, which is not coming out until next year, none of the launch titles have really gotten me anyway. It's like,
yeah,
you know, 2K4 is only going to be on next generation. I don't play 2K4. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Oh, and what's ahead. I'm sorry.
I was like, Black Flag, I can get that on 360. It's like, mm-hmm. most of these games I can get on my current system right now anyway, so you gotta come back. I've been saying this, you gotta come better to me than games. Games is not gonna be what makes me change my system.
And if
not
you take right a now, vote, if you take a vote, what is the game that everybody thinks is the number one reason to buy a next gen console? Titanfall. Titanfall is only coming to the Xbox One and PCs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for all the PlayStation got 1080p shit, if they're not getting the games, that's already a bad start. And they didn't say it's time sensitive. They said never. like I read that shit, I was like, so this is one of those, ooh, like
delays a year or two afterwards. Yeah,
yeah, attention trolling. Like, they do this sometimes. It's,
yes,
like,
they do.
You can only get Lost Planet on Xbox 360, and then a year later it's on PlayStation. Nah, these niggas said they never doing it.
Oh,
when are we gonna get a Titanfall for never?
Yeah, keep waiting. Just keep waiting, guys. So. Yeah. Let's see what else we find out.
Hey, can I just say that Titanfall looks awesome? I will not be surprised if that game comes out and gets horrible reviews.
Oh, for the record, I'm not convinced Titanfall is going to be a good game.
Right?
Like, just the little shit they showed us looked cool, but they didn't show us any story stuff.
Nope.
Right. They made a huge deal about the fact that it's basically multiplayer Call of Duty, but you can hop in and out of mechs. And that sounds cool unless that's just a gimmicky ass way to cheese, you know what I mean? If it's just gonna be completely like you hop in a mech and that's basically the double shotgun of the fucking map.
Right.
I'm not convinced that this game needs to be bought at all.
Right. This is why I always find E3 so hilarious. Cause people watch these games and are like, yo man, that game's gonna be tough. And I'm like, okay, it looks good, but let's be honest here. is it gonna be a good game? Like Rise?
Yeah.
Like, Rise looks like you're not fooling me.
Yes.
With some of these games. Now, when you get a game out like Metal Gear Solid, I was like, okay, I can maybe go with that. That has a, you know,
yeah,
you have something to work with that. But you're not gonna sit here and get me to go with these next generation titles and be like, oh yeah, Titanfall is gonna be good. Oh, and by the way, it comes out on 360 as well.
Mm-hmm.
No, nigga, you're not getting.
Yeah, I'm good, man. And like, I have a 360. I might not buy Titanfall.
Right.
It's a real good possibility that I just read a couple reviews and go, yeah, that's what I thought. Right. Dude, even the Rise, if you think about it, people got excited about how Rise looked, and people still trying to defend that shit, which is beyond me. But if you think about it, it's just a title that they failed to be able to make a Kinect title.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, that's not good. When has there ever been a game where they were like, it was supposed to be Kinect, but now it's not, so it's better?
Which means it's based off of your movement.
And talking and all this shit.
Yeah, we're going to take it and put it on a controller. That shit going to be glitchy. Yeah.
Nope.
Give me 2 years, then you'll get some real next generation games. Like I said, I'll probably get my Xbox One before then.
Me too.
But I'm just saying, like, I just laugh at these people just like, yo, man, I'm getting the Xbox. Okay, cool. What are you going to play?
Right.
What are you going to play that's going to be that much better, other than graphics, that much better? And I'm not even sure the graphics are going to be that much better than some other stuff you're going to have anyway. Because, again, if you're making a game that's ported across the old generation and the new generation, probably not going to be – it's not going to be until those games are exclusively for the next generation systems that those games are going to be actually next generation.
Yep.
So I'm good. Yeah, and I'm not falling for the Titanfall thing. That's why every time I hear people talk about Titanfall, I'm just like, yeah, it's nice. I don't think it's gonna be good, yo.
Yeah.
I'm putting 11-2-13. Chris is saying it right now. Titanfall's not gonna be a good game.
It does not look good to me. I think it's overrated.
Not at all, yo.
It looks like the best next gen of what they showed, but don't be shocked if this is Shenmue. Yeah.
Where it's a good trailer for next gen.
Yeah.
But other than that, outside of playing the game, fuck no, yo.
Yeah. It looks. Anyway, Captain America Winter Soldier preview will have a 5-minute preview that plays with Thor: The Dark World in 3D.
Ooh.
So you might want to go see Thor: The Dark World in 3D if you want to see 5 minutes of Captain America. I don't know if that's going to sway me at all, because that feels like it could also be like the first, when they showed that 5 minutes of Dark Knight Rises, and it kind of another one of those things that I think allowed nerds to kind of shit on the movie when they saw it, because they acted like that scene was no big deal. And then they were all like, oh, I could barely understand Bane. And then even when they changed the audio for Bane in the movie, they were still trying to act like they couldn't understand him. So I don't know if I said
that. Remember, these movies don't come out for like another 6 months from when they show it to you. So that Dark Knight thing came out like 7 months or 8 months before the movie actually got released. So people act like that was the final cut of the movie that they saw. So
yeah. Speaking of final cut, Star Wars Episode 7 must open in 2015. They said no wiggle room. Disney is planning the shit up out of these Star Wars movies, and J.J. Abrams better produce by 2015. Not a huge deal unless, you know, shit gets fucked up. Now people know the characters that will be in the Transformers movies because they released the toy list.
What's the toy list?
The list of toys that will be available.
Cause I'm like, toy list people, what are the people that are the toys? But you're talking about like toys.
Now, yeah. I normally would not report something like this, but it's Michael Bay. So can I really ruin a movie that Michael Bay is doing about Transformers?
No.
You either in or you out.
That's right.
And you either gonna like it or you gonna hate it.
That's right.
So let's just be honest, guys. Bumblebee, Crosshairs, don't remember him.
Who the hell is that?
Don't remember him. Maybe he's new. Probably die. Probably black.
Duh.
Drift. I do remember Drift. Galvatron. That's the biggest reveal. That Megatron is dead, I guess, or they're gonna be Galvatron in this movie. That's gonna be huge. But of course, because Michael Bay has no reverence for the Transformers story, the next characters I name, you're gonna be like, well, what the fuck are they in the movie? They weren't around when Galvatron got created. Grimlock. Yeah. Grimlock, the Dinobot.
The big one?
Mm-hmm. Slag, Stash, Slag Slash and Snarl too. But just keep in mind that Dinobots and Galvatron were not created at the same time, guys.
You know, I really feel like Michael Bay just goes into the toy section sometimes. He goes, yes.
Right.
This makes
with
sense.
Great
sense. He just slams the toys into each other.
Right. Throw them on the ground, but like, yes, that's how they're going to explode in my next movie. They're like, sir, you've been in this toy section for 3 hours. We're going to have to actually leave Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Right, like that's actually what they do for their script writing. It's just Michael Bay throwing toys at each other and throwing them up. Yeah. And he goes, yes. And like, but Mr. Bay, we actually haven't written anything for the script. You didn't capture all this awesomeness right here?
Yeah. No, I'm saying, look at this. This is Galvatron. This is Grimlock.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I guess.
Hey, Mark, just make some funny, write your own dialogue.
Yeah, man. Put some racial stereotypes in this and let's move it. Ah. Hound is in this. Lockdown. I don't remember Lockdown. Mm-hmm. Optimus Prime, of course. The biggest snipe, person getting overlooked apparently is Rodimus Prime is not in this. Mm. So you got Galvatron in this story, but not Rodimus Prime? Man, fuck Michael Bay, man. Just fuck him. Fuck him to death, dude. Scorn, Slingshot, Southpaw, Stringer, Stinger, and Strife. I don't care.
You know what it is? I went ahead and had my breakdown of a few, like a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now to the point where I'm just like, fuck it, it's Michael Bay. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. It's like, I'm not anxious to see it. I don't want to see it. I'm just like, he's going to fuck it up. I just don't give a shit anymore. You, on the other hand, it's like you're earlier this year, you had that breakdown with the Wolverine.
Yeah, I have not been the same since.
He was not happy.
So you now having your breakdown that I had before. Don't worry, dude. Eventually, you'll come back and you'll just be like, whatever.
I hope so, man.
You'll focus on the good shit, and you'll see this shit, and you'll just shake your head and go, that's Michael Bay.
Dude, I'm so sick of leaving movies this year and being disgusted, and I can't stop. Like, I don't even have the happiness in it that a lot of these nerds get where they're like, oh, I can't wait to go shit on this movie. Like, I walk into the theater like, please not this time.
And I don't beat me no more.
And I just walk out like, God damn it again. You're doing it again, man. Like, I walked out that Wolverine so hurt, man. And I didn't like Elysium, man. Like, there's a bunch of movies this year where I went in like, all right, this is the one.
Come on, a surprise.
You made District 9, one of my favorite movies of all time. Yes. Here we go. And I walk out of there like, yo, man, what the fuck was he doing? But let's get back to why I'm smart. Cause I am one of the smartest people alive. And I feel like the reason that I'm on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast isn't because I know directors. It isn't because, I can quote, necessarily like who wrote the script and who produced the show. But what I can do is say stuff like, I think they're going to make some tie-ins with some of these movies, and that would be awesome.
You initially said that. Yes, you did.
And I said that shit from episode zero all the way to now, and it finally got confirmed. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will have a Thor crossover episode.
Cool.
Yep. I'm not going to lie. I knew they were going to do this too. I'm just shocked they're actually going to do it with Thor, because I didn't... I probably would have had a better idea if I had seen Thor first, but I just didn't think there was going to be anything in Thor to make them.
Well,
they hit it towards it.
William Bibbs on the last Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., he seen Thor like a month ago, and he was like, I would be surprised if they did it because I watched the movie and there's nothing in it that really would make you think of S.H.I.E.L.D. And once again, not a movie critic, but smarter than William Bibbs.
Yes, that and the fact that I think one of the first one or two episodes, they was like, what was the last thing you found that was like weird? It was like, last time we found it, it was a hammer.
Right.
I was like, yeah, it's gonna be some tie-in.
Yep. Right. So if they do something with Thor, I can't wait to see what they do with Cap, because it's like, they have to do something with Cap.
Son, we might fuck around and get a Cap appearance, dog.
Because he's the one guy that you can probably do without it doesn't take a lot. You put him in fucking spandex and fucking give him a fucking shield and he's there.
Yeah.
I tried to stop speculating with Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and just see where they're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I'm excited for what they can possibly fucking do with that show, man. I'm looking, yeah.
And I feel like once Sam Jackson did it, it pretty much made it where no actor is big enough other than Robert Downey Jr. to say no to this.
True.
Because really, Chris and Evans, shit, he might even you think you're bigger on. Than Sam Jackson? Right. Like Sam made it cool where it's like, oh yeah, I did the show, man. It was cool. Like, I feel like the other people are going to be like, well, why didn't I get a call? I want to do the show.
Yeah, they might call them, but like, I won't be on next season.
Yeah. Ubisoft is dropping online passes from future games.
They're doing what now?
They're dropping their online passes from future games. No more create a separate login for the online pass for Assassin's Creed.
About fucking time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's used or new. You don't need to get the Uplay passport where you have to pay $10 so you can keep playing the game that you bought at GameStop for $20. Now it's actually a $30 game because you got to pay for the online pass. So to that I say... why is that so quiet? Actually, you know what? It should be quiet because they don't deserve too many props.
Yeah, they don't get extra points for that shit.
Yeah. Thanks for being decent human beings, assholes.
Right.
Free Xbox Live Gold games have been announced. The next ones. Of course, you guys already know the old ones. Fable 3, Defense Grid, The Awakening, Assassin's Creed 2, Crackdown, Dead Rising 2, K-Zero, Magic 2013, Rainbow Six Vegas. Wait a minute. Rainbow Six Vegas. While September's offerings were... Rainbow Six Vegas was out?
Yeah, it was. I believe so.
I didn't even get that. Well, I fucked up. Didn't?
Oh, yeah. It was out. Yeah.
Shit. Well, that was one of those games I always wanted to play and never did. Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. I did get that piece of shit. And Halo 3, which I did get. They were free in October. I hope people are taking advantage of these. Even if you're not playing them, you should go download them.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just downloading them.
Games of Gold's announcing. Wait, what did it say the next game was? Oh, the next games are A World of Keflings and Iron Brigade as November's entry. So
yeah, World of Keflings, that's right up my alley. Hey.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't gotten Halo 3 yet and you know, thinking about getting it for free, go get the shit now. Don't know why you're waiting. Speaking of waiting, South Park, The Stick of Truth got delayed again.
Wow.
Nigga, what
happened?
This is like, honestly, I want to say this game has been in development for like, at least since like 2011.
Last year? Oh, 2011, goddamn.
I want to say, I swear this shit got announced. Maybe I'm tripping.
Yeah, and it might be the same game. Yeah, because it got announced a while ago.
Originally announced December 2011.
Yeah. So this is the same game.
2014, man.
Can I just say, I know people I'm not really excited about this shit.
Well, it was there was a 7-minute gameplay demo that people had last year. By the way, I was more excited about like playing through a live episode of South Park kind of as a goof.
Mm-hmm.
Not as some like legit, it's going to be great, but it's a turn-based role-playing game. Which I'm a fan of, and I think these guys, it's the perfect genre to spoof, and South Park's gonna have some moments that will become like culturally relevant, cause we'll be like, oh, so you didn't see this part where Cartman did that? That was hilarious. And right. I wasn't gonna like pay $60 for this shit, but I was gonna play it, man. Like, I really was excited to play it at some point. Now I'm like, will it come out? I don't know. Fuck it.
Right.
That's all. Yeah, I don't want you guys to think it's up there with Arkham Origins or some shit. It would have just been some fun shit to play, man. I like the show.
Yeah. No. Show's great.
Yeah. What are they gonna take 6 days to make a game? See, this is what's wrong with South Park and that 6 days to print motherfucking strategy and shit.
Right.
They can't keep doing it. It's like, actually guys, we need to ask something about Trayvon real quick. Like, you know this, we've been working on this game for 3 years now, Trey.
Right.
I bet you that's what happened.
Matt's like, yeah, man. So we just started this new bit about Obama. Yeah, that would be cool if the game wasn't 90% complete. We'll just push it back.
Yeah, I guarantee you that happened. But we're going to have to spend $1 billion. Who cares?
Here's probably the quickest article we'll cover all day. Microsoft addresses the future of Gears of War. I don't care. Original Wii is outselling the Wii U from April to September.
Jesus.
Yeah, I want you guys to think about what I just said. The original Wii has outsold the Wii U from April through September.
Oh shit, people's like, you know what, fuck it, I buy the old shit before I buy the new stuff.
Oh man,
that's terrible. That if they put them shits on sale, I go get one, but them shits ain't on sale, so mm-mm.
That's hilarious, dude.
Your old shit outsold your new shit.
Yo, Nintendo, go home, you're drunk. just start licensing your games, make your money that way.
Hello, Chris.
You're not gonna win the console wars. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I keep forgetting. You're not gonna win the console wars in the U.S.
In America.
You got brand loyalty overseas and shit, but you're not gonna win that shit here.
No, because in America, our ideas of gaming console is completely different. They have a lot of rules, a lot of regulations. You know, they just got it where you could just get consoles or some shit like that not too long ago we was talking about. Mm-hmm. And so they're like 10 to 15 years behind. And so it's one of those things where over here, it's a lot different.
For the record, by the way, this is worldwide.
Oh, shit.
That's worldwide too. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, so even they like we gonna get the old shit.
This is like going to a kid's recital where you're just like, oh, they're trying. Bless your heart. Right. Just bless your heart, Nintendo. Y'all trying?
They're trying and they're bad.
Yeah. The 3DS is moving units though, so that's doing just fine. But
that's a handheld.
Yeah, they're good. They're good with the handhelds, man, because it has a lot of stuff like turn-based role-playing games, stuff that you can't find other places. Blockbuster,
who's still around? I thought Blockbuster's closed.
Blockbuster's only in the Europe now.
Okay, I'm about to say I'm thinking Blockbuster. Who the hell got it?
But they just declared bankruptcy. So they tweeted out this. We are once again very sorry to not be able to provide customers with Xbox One or PS4 consoles, but we will refund all validated pre-orders.
Who pre-ordered their console from Blockbuster?
You deserve
yes, who did
to
that?
Lose your money. You deserve to not get a console if you were betting on the future. You know, I'm going to take this back. I'm going to tell you how exactly, I just thought about it. This is exactly how I have it, Chris. Oh, so where you get your console from, Chris? Best Buy. So you're going to be standing in them lines all day and shit, nigga. I'm going to walk right in, get my Xbox One, and be out in 5 minutes.
Because ain't nobody going to be over here.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to think to go to Blockbuster, nigga. Shit. Blockbuster took that money, put that interest on there, and was like, man, just come get your shit back.
Yo, Microsoft and Sony probably like, yo, we didn't even get pre-order from Blockbuster.
Yeah, we didn't send no consoles to Blockbuster. Why would we do that? We ain't gonna go Family Dollar next.
You really did make that money over that interest though, dog. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they held on to it for 7 to 10 days at that 2.5%.
You gotta keep in mind, they're announcing this October 29th.
The game comes out, the systems, I know.
The systems will be out in like 20 days.
22nd.
Well, like, do you know how fucked up this is? Like, there's a good chance you can't get one.
Yeah.
Say that again, Chris.
They got some good interest off that money, dog. Mm-hmm.
They put that shit in one of them high yield interest accounts.
One of them CDs, one of them good CDs.
Yeah, man.
We're gonna put $5 billion on that CD right there.
Yeah, we make
this. And then those people are gonna go out and they're gonna pre-order their fucking next gen systems from Best Buy.
Yeah, it's like insider trading. Like, didn't you know something was up when people in Best Buy uniforms are standing in Blockbuster? I mean, people in Blockbuster uniforms are standing in Best Buy?
Like, right.
You didn't realize something was up when they were pre-ordering their games at GameStop?
Oh, man.
Shit, dude. You gotta be a fucking dumbass to have thought. Or, like I said, trying to game the system. Like, yeah, dog, I'm about to just slide up in there. Probably be 3-4 people in line.
Because I can't even give you, well, we only got a Blockbuster. No, I can't even give you that. It's like, there's gotta be some other, like, Walmart does pre-orders, right. Yo.
There's no way Blockbuster at any place in the world was doing a lot of business.
Right. No.
The only game in town.
There's Netflix. There's Redbox. Like, they probably got some other shit in the UK too. Like, and these motherfuckers was like, nah, man. Blockbuster said they gonna have them consoles. Stupid, man.
Oh, man.
Cause I could imagine that people's like, yeah, we gonna get up at midnight and go out there and get our shit. They was like, nope. Here's your money back.
Yeah. Yo, can you imagine how blown you'd be if you had pre-ordered that joint and now you can't pre-order from nowhere else?
That's what I'm saying. Oh. They waited so late, man. It really, cause people been pre-ordering this shit since like March?
Yeah.
Yeah, since the announcements, yeah.
Dog. Like, cause they, remember you even could pre-order back in the day when you didn't know how much it would be. People were just giving like $700, like, pre-order. Right. Just hold my spot. Blockbuster probably was like, hey, it's $1,000, dog.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just give us $1,000. We'll take care of it. Put this shit in a...
Some dude probably like a week ago too was telling his, bragging to his boys, yo, I just paid off my pre-order, man, at Blockbuster.
Oh, y'all niggas gonna go ahead of GameStop, man. Y'all stupid as shit. That's where the criminals gonna be. I'm gonna be over here with Blockbuster, man. Shit, I might even rent me Olympus Is Falling. Wow, man. Speaking of which, last news of the day. Gerard Butler has announced London Has Fallen.
Oh,
will
shit.
Be the sequel to Olympus Is Fallen.
I am in.
To which writer Andrew hit me up with a link. First of all, everybody hit me up with a link, but he hit me up and said, hey, man, they announced this, but don't they need a better name? I said, no. This is the only name.
Yes, it is. London Bridge is falling down, and I'm going to watch it fall.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do it the same way they do Die Hard, yo. Just keep putting Die Hard in the name some kind of way.
Yes, sir.
At some point, you got to put Fallen in the name every time, yo.
And I will watch every single one of them. If they be like, the next one, Tokyo Wall Falls. Oh, damn it, I'm there.
I can't wait. I think you mean the Great Wall Falls, but I can't.
Fuck that up, my bad.
I can't wait. Yeah, Tokyo's not even China. I can't. I cannot wait until they show the first trailer with him running across that bridge, and that bridge gonna be blown up behind him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna be like, the bridge is falling. London Bridge is falling now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. They gonna do it.
Yeah, some kids patty caking in the background the whole time it's blowing. Oh, that'd be epic.
Here's what you really need to know, though. Morgan back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He gonna be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited because, you know, Impossible White Man movie, I'm there. Yeah. I'm afraid that it won't be good, and this is why.
Yeah.
Because it's now known. Like, now people know about it. Like, I feel like Olympus Has Fallen was so good because nobody really saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid, and as long as the people that are making the movie don't try to now do too much. I've seen that happen before where you get a good hit, and people are like, yo, let's keep it going. We got a good hit. And now they're struggling to try to make it relevant. Mm-hmm. If they stick to the same formula, I'm in. I'm good. But if they try to, you know, make it better.
Well, yeah. Allow me to ease your mind, Chris.
Please
and
do.
Tell you right now, it will be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is. There's no chance this is good.
No.
Because Die Hard 2 wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. But I
because,
love it.
Because they always fuck up that first sequel anyway. Cause everybody's just like, well, we about to print some money, y'all. Everybody, they're gonna start trying to do extra shit. They're gonna try to copy scene for scene from the last one and not shake it up at all. The
budget's gonna be bigger, yo.
Right. The bad guy's just gonna be somebody with an English accent.
Taking two, yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always fuck up the sequel, dog. It's the third one that really tells you if an Impossible White Man movie is gonna really take off.
True.
You're right.
So yeah, this shit is fucked. I'm telling you right now, but I don't give a fuck. I am in. I'm gonna see this shit, dude.
Man, get it on DVD too.
He gonna be shooting snipers in the head with a pistol, dog.
I'm there, yo.
He gonna be shooting with a bow and arrow. They gonna be like, fuck it.
What is that? What are we talking about?
In another country too, dude.
Yes, overseas. Not gonna fuck about their laws.
I just want to see like the first trailer when they show why he's overseas and it's something bullshit like. The president is having a meeting with the ambassador of England today. The first lady and the president are going to be meeting
the queen of England. Yeah, or some shit like that.
Yeah. It's going to be like, I think they're going to invite the National Organization for Muslim Action to the conference. Like,
what
could go wrong, dog?
Nothing.
I'm gonna be following. This is one movie I will be following the news for because I feel like I want to know who gets cast as the bad guy and everything.
Right. Yes. I want to know when Gerard Butler's character does that that international phone call to his wife to tell him, baby, everything's gonna be okay. It's just another day in the office.
Yeah. Oh, you know she's gonna be calling. What's going on, Mike? What happened?
He gonna have an international Bluetooth.
Yeah. Mike, what's going on? I think it's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it.
I'm watching the news.
How's the kid?
Right.
Can you put Jenny on the phone?
Right.
Yep. He's gonna be all that, dog, between killing terrorists. All right, man. That's it for this episode. Chris, man, thanks so much for doing this,
Thank
dude.
You, Chris.
Really appreciate it, man.
We do.
Oh, man, I love doing this, guys, with you guys.
Yeah, this is excellent, man. Y'all go check out his Sanity Check. Please follow him on Twitter, Sanity Report. Check out Movie Trailer Reviews, man. Like, they really stepped it up. They've been writing a lot lately. They've been putting out ton of podcasts.
They've been grinding.
Like, for anybody that thinks to themselves, like, yo, man, Chris and Kev really stopped doing the podcast every week. No, nigga. They're doing like 5 and 6 shows in a week.
Yes, they are.
Just go to Movie Trailer Reviews on iTunes and Stitcher, and you'll see that like they're doing like you guys are doing like an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast.
Yeah.
Tons of movie reviews.
Yeah. We do a lot. And then Kev and Joe do a we call it to be determined, because they couldn't figure out a name for it.
Yeah.
So it's called the To Be Determined show.
Yeah.
So they do that like once a week too. We're actually hopefully at the end of this year, maybe before this, because it's actually working out pretty well. We might relaunch the Movie Trailer Review site, and we made it. I got a new theme for WordPress. It's actually for review sites. And when I tell you this shit looks amazing. It's going to be good. Like, we're going to actually look kind of official. Like, we're a real, like, movie review site. So,
That's what's up, man. Well, yeah, make sure you guys do all that, man. Because, like I said, those dudes support us and couldn't do this shit without them, man.
I know.
So, we'll be back. I don't even know how much nerd shit's going to happen. We'll be back soon because nerd shit's been slowing down. I don't know if you guys noticed. The show's going to, like, every 2 weeks now. So, if nerd shit happens, we'll be back soon. If not, we'll be back in 2 weeks. All right, man. Peace.